Thank you for calling. My name is Whitney. You've reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, I just talked to a very nice lady in Montgomery. She gave me your number. My sister, who lives in Boaz, is very ill with COVID. And she started today getting these phone calls, and it's a recorded message that says, this is the Alabama Department of Public Health, that's imperative that you call this number immediately. We're thinking it's a scam, but wanted to see if it is or not.
Okay, has she called anywhere to get scheduled for a vaccine or anything, ma'am?
No, she's only 58 years old. And she has not. No, she's been home sick. She hasn't done anything. If I give you the phone number, that it's not a person. It's a recorded message. And I was thinking, the lady suggested maybe if I gave you the phone number that's calling her, perhaps you guys could say whether it's one of your numbers or not.
I'm not sure about that information, ma'am. I wouldn't have no way of knowing that. I don't think it's a recording that we call. And if she hasn't set up to get any kind of vaccinations, I would just disregard the call because there are scams going around like that. But I couldn't tell you if that's one of them. I did see on the news that people would call regarding that, but if she hasn't set up for an appointment or anything like that, then I would just disregard phone call.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for sharing that with me, and I'll give her a call and tell her forget about it. She's
now
too sick, number one. I'm sorry, go ahead. Were you going to say something?
Let me see something real quick.
Okay.
See if they have any information.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the 5.5 here.
Really?
Yeah, that's one here. It was a real one.
One and second, please, really... Sam.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I love that band.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they didn't charge me anymore, but no, we're even.
Seriously.
This one here with a final hat.
Well, that looks so good on you. You have to take care of that.
That'll be my yeah. And it's got.
Mhm. Yeah, we didn't take care of.
One moment, please, ma'am.
Oh. Okay. Thank you so much.
Uh huh.
No. No, this was where that hat band was around.
Oh, well, I have to get you.
Yeah, okay.
You did good. You can get him back in.
Yeah, that's a good place.
You need to get your small one.
One second, please. I'm still with you.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Excuse us for talking. I thought you
one
probably
moment,
getting
please.
Tired of eating us. Okay. But it don't want to get squashed. Well, you did good. Getting them done. Mm-hmm.
get you a hat like that. Strong one.
Okay, ma'am, if you want to contact the ALDPH or CDC.gov and let them know that someone's calling and maybe it's a scam, but we have no information on that.
Okay. Now, where do I call?
800-232-4636.
4636?
Yes, ma'am. 800-232-4636.
Okay, thank you so much for your help and your time. Appreciate your kindness.
You're welcome, ma'am, and thank you for calling into the Alabama Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. You have a wonderful day and stay safe.
You too. Stay safe. Bye.
Bye-bye.